Hi there. The word for you today is what God expects from you. In Luke 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "From the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." In other words, added blessing brings with it added responsibility. So here are three things that God expects from you. Number one, stop complaining. Happiness doesn't come from getting what you want. It comes from recognizing and enjoying the blessings God has already given you. So keep a positive attitude and be grateful every day. Rudyard Kipling said, and I quote, "Don't pay too much attention to fame, power, or money, because someday you'll meet a person who cares for none of these, and then you'll know how poor you really are." Second thing God expects from you is this: stop assuming. When you see your neighbor buying new furniture, taking expensive vacations, or maybe driving the latest car, does something stir inside you to do the same? Be careful. Don't assume. Just because somebody appears to be in similar circumstances to yours doesn't really mean anything. The truth is, they might earn twice as much. Or on the other hand, they may be in debt up to their ears and three-quarters of the way to bankruptcy or divorce court. Stop making assumptions and trying to be like other people. Be who God made you to be and enjoy it. Third thing God expects from you is stop withholding. Bruce Larson said, and I quote, "Money is another pair of hands to heal, feed, and bless the desperate families of the earth." In other words, money is my other self. But that's only true if you're willing to part with it. Money is like manure. If you let it pile up, it stinks. But if you spread it around, it helps things grow. Money actually gives you options the less fortunate can only pray for. And one more very important thought here. How you use your money will be one of the biggest issues you'll face on Judgment Day. Indeed, it'll be the determining factor when it comes to your eternal reward. Think about it, because that's the word for you today.